When they do live television now, since the Super Bowl incident, they put more of a time delay to be able to bleep out or cut out stuff before it hits the airwaves on the other end. Some of y'all heard Papa LeVert on the original BET Awards say a few things, but the second time they played it, it was already gone. Well, that's what all of us are in. There's some things that we have said and done that there's going to be a time delay. That's why God has not done what you think he's supposed to do, because he's editing some things before it hits the earth. So it's delayed, but definitely not denied. It can't come out like that. God has to do some things first. So this is a divine time delay. Hallelujah. We can get excited about the future and we can reminisce on the past, but the most important time we have is right now. You are here and living. In the book of Joel, while we're going there, verse chapter number 1 and verse number 13, we want to honor any other presbytery that might be in the house. If I have not acknowledged you, please forgive me. I'd be remiss if we did not honor all of those who minister here, deacons, mothers, saints, and friends. We bring you greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm excited to be here. And I work out, so I'm not tired. So, verse number 13. All right, I'm going to read from the King James Version here. Do you all have that? Those who do, let's read together in concert and let's stand as we read a few verses here. It won't be long, but we want to honor the word of the Lord tonight. Is that all right? Okay. And let's bring our minds in now that the ground has been broken up by the anointing. Let us now zone in to hear what the Spirit is saying to this particular generation. And I'm on assignment as well to be kingdom bound. That registered in my spirit. Verse number 13 says, read with me in concert. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. This has nothing to do with the economy. Now you all need to get in your seats and sit down and choose ye this day where you will be during this read word. Let's bring order to the house. The word is being read. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't mean no harm, but we got to honor the word now. And it says, sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all of the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Why? Listen, church. Because, alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. It's not the economy. We have to lay down. Back to the shut-ins. Back to shut-ins. Back to Bible drills. Back to tarrying for real for the Holy Ghost. And they don't let you get up till you really got it. Baby tongues and stammering lips will no longer be expedient, because you serving a great God and you're going against a great devil. And you need some power. Now, let's go over to chapter number 2, and I'll let you sit down, even though when you at Six Flags, you just fine, waiting in line. Well, come on, church. All right, chapter number 2. What does it say, church? Blow ye the trumpet in Zion or the shofar, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh and is at hand. Now, I just want you to know this is not a doomsday prophecy. Prophets are here to exhort and build up, but we are also here to warn, to tear down and build up. But by no means am I exempt from this word. It is a two-edged sword. We're going to give this word according to the Holy Spirit. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Don't have a clever title. I just know the word. Okay. Holy Ghost. Lord, touch your manservant now in Jesus' name. Blow the ram's horn, which I saw in the back room. If you don't mind me, Pastor, if I can get that brought out here. Because by the time we get to where we're going, that will be our cue for the walls to come down. Hallelujah. All right. We have to sound this alarm on the holy mountain and shake the country up. God's judgment is on its way. The day is almost here. A black day. This is out of the Message Bible. Doomsday. Clouds with no silver lining, like dawn appear. Thank you. Clouds with no silver lining, like the dawn light moving over the mountains. Listen, church, a huge army is coming. And this army is that of the legions of the enemy, our adversary, who has been patiently watching and analyzing us, finding out what it is that we like, because he will never tempt us with anything we don't like. And I know that's right. Yeah. There's never been anything like it. Not this one. Why? Because there's never been anything like this generation before. And so the enemy has dialed in to a digital divination where people are trapped in a wave of thinking that everything is quick and fast. No one looks each other in their eye. Everyone's head is down. Everyone's down. No one can see where they're going because everyone's down. We're all down. We're all down now. And the enemy is learning us and then letting us create our own scripts with our text so we can't lie when we try to change up our story. Praise the Lord. Be careful with what you text because you cannot pull it back. And even when you delete them in cyberspace, it's still there. Let me help you. And it'll wait until you're about to go to another level of anointing and pull itself out and manifest, saying, oh, this is the evangelist, you all. Wildfires burn up everything before this army, like fire licks up everything in its wake. Before it arrives, the country is like the Garden of Eden. But then when this spirit leaves, it leaves the churches destitute like Death Valley. Nothing escapes. The locust army seems like all horses, galloping horses, an army of horses. Listen, the enemy has a camp too. And so if we don't start putting up an offensive front through consecration and intercession, the enemy is going to come through the knights, who are the deacons and the armor bearers, and attack the king. It's important that the pawns in this game realize that even their position is just as crucial. And you can't play checkers right now in church. In other words, you've got to plant yourself in a gospel teaching ministry and quit uprooting yourself when you get rebuked. Somebody say amen. I said, say amen. Amen. Because if you jump too soon, position is crucial. And see, that's of the Davidian era where the Spirit of God jumped from tent to tent. but the Solomon anointing rested in the house. That's playing chess. Can we keep going? Let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right, we're just setting you up. We're going to get to the mountain. It's a good thing, but stay with me during this portion of the train trip. It says, like an invincible army shouting for blood, this enemy is ready to fight, straining at the bit. And at the sight of this army, the people panic. Faces are white with terror because the enemy only functions with fear. When the Bible tells us to fear the Lord, it means not to be afraid of him. It means to revere him. It means to honor the power that he possesses. Praise the Lord Almighty. And God does not bring confusion. Hallelujah. Nor does he allow fear to overtake us, but the enemy does use intimidation tactics to try to make us stop doing what God told us to do. All right. Undaunted and fearless, unswerving, unstoppable, this spirit storms the city. And because the church is defenseless, because we think praise is enough to fight this spirit off, we fail to realize that the power is in the memorization and application of the word. And then you can't just remember it. It has to be branded into your heart, which is the mind. You see, the same images that we keep clicking on to see brand themselves in our mind to take the place of the word that should be hidden in our hearts. But I dare somebody tonight to erase those files out of your spirit and replace them with the real word and watch God give you authority over your very enemy. This spirit comes down, breaking down doors and smashing windows. The church has twisted the scripture. When it talks about the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force, we all get excited and say we're going to take something by force. But if we investigate, and this is humbly submitted, I don't know it all, but I do study. But as I begin to look in it, it's really talking about the kingdom of God being attacked. We're under siege. And that violent spirit of the Antichrist and Jezebel and Leviathan is coming in to take the anointing by force. That's not us taking anything. The kingdom of God is suffering a violent spirit which wishes to take over instruments and pulpits and positions and board. Lord Jesus. From the balcony to the sanctuary, to the pulpit. That intimidating spirit is trying to tell you you're too young to do what God told you to do. Telling you that you're not long and great enough. You haven't been here. Seniority isn't really a part of your life. But God uses those who are willing to be used. They arrive like an earthquake, sweep through like a tornado. Trust me, the enemy is not all powerful, but he does indeed have power. Do not play yourself when it comes to the power of the enemy. Too many of us are apt to lay hands on people, be seen, and try to cast out something that we have no authority over. First, the demon must be cast out of you before you can cast the demon out of somebody else, if it is a demon, because usually it's just an emotional distress that was brought on by church folks to begin with. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It ain't a devil, it's us. Lying and breaking confidences and being truce breakers, hurting people's emotions so they don't want no one laying hands, and then we think it's a demon. No, they just don't want a liar touching them. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You know, folks that ain't saved got more discernment than those that are. And they can smell a phony a mile away. Y'all gonna try to plead the blood of Jesus when stuff start popping off in church, and it ain't gonna work because you never call them unless you need something anyway. But God is saying this is the season to put on the whole armor of God. That devil wants you now, and I'm here to proclaim like a lion. I'm telling you right now, you got to stand in the middle of adversity because the enemy wants your life. He doesn't just want you spiritually dead. He wants you dead. God himself bellows in the thunder as he commands for his forces to come back and combat this very army. And because we have not strategically placed ourselves in the spirit realm with power and authority, we depend on our leaders to do everything for us. But the Bible tells us he calls the youth because they are strong. We are wiser with technology, but we are weaker in integrity. And if we can ever be just as intense as we are with God, as we are with our computers, our laptops, and our iPods, I'm telling you, the enemy would have no place in our life. Y'all better say something up in here. Nothing's wrong with it, but nothing should replace the power of God in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. And so, verse number 12. Message Bible tells us there is also this. Tell someone it's not too late. We have just done a little description of what's going on and what our enemy is doing. We have to be aware, for we are not ignorant to Satan's devices. We need to know his strategies and tactics. Bible says, think it not strange when the fiery darts come upon it. Don't act like it's something new or it's unaware. We know what he's up to, but we serve a greater God. But the same God says it's not too late tonight. God's personal message to this house is come back to me and then really mean it. Now, in chapter number 1, it speaks specifically of lamenting. And lamenting means you cry or you weep, which is also important to beg for mercy. But lamenting is different from repenting. Lamenting means you're sorry you got caught. Repenting means I'm not going back to where I was. And so many of us are confusing and not making a distinction at the altar between tears and teshuva, which means to go in the opposite direction, which means when you're completely clean, you can't go back to the vomit that God just purged out of your spirit. Y'all better say something to me. That means you can't be trying to grab folks and have them come up with you as you go up spiritually. The Bible says to save yourself. The problem is we want to go in groups. We want to go in couples. Oh, come on up in here. We want to make sure everybody goes with us, and it's becoming a hindrance to our very spirit. This is the time to go solo. You ain't being mean, but your soul is more important than friendships in this season. Y'all better say something here. Some of y'all got soul ties and you ain't even had sex with them. They just are latched to your anointing. They just want to be you. They're attracted to you. As a matter of fact, you think it's because you look good. No, they envy the oil that's on your life. But don't want to pay the price of going through hell to get that oil on your life. And it doesn't just pop on you. You got to get under a head where the oil pours on his head, off of his beard, and then into your life. So in other words, you ain't going to get no oil if you're not underneath his beard. God is not leading anyone who's not under leadership. Glory to God. I don't care how talented you are. Tell someone, stay in your lane. I don't care how gifted you are, stay in your lane. I don't care about positions, and neither does God. All he cares is, do you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit? Contrite means I abhor the very thing that got me separated from his presence to begin with. I hope a church is praying for me right now. The enemy's warring against me, but greater is he that's in me than that he that's in the world. Come back to me and really mean it. And if you're going to come back to the Lord, praise God. He says you got to come back fasting. You got to tell the Lord, I'm serious. The only way you're going to be serious is when you can tell your flesh, shut up, and I'm going to feed you when I feel like feeding you. Because if you can get your flesh under control with food, you can get it under control with any other habit that may have your life. Oh, y'all better say something. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to turn away the plate, because it teaches us a spiritual discipline so that when we don't have, we don't go searching for things that our flesh really don't need, because the flesh is insatiable. It can never be satisfied. It wants more booty. It wants more weed. It wants more crack. It wants more porn. It wants more X-tube. It wants more. It never stops. The only thing that gets that stuff out of you is prayer and fasting.
I ain't just talking about when you need a bill paid. I mean you fast when everything's going right.
Just in case that flesh tries to raise its head up again. And trust me, after I preach this word, it'll be waiting for me. But the word is going to be waiting for it. Whew. Help me through this weekend, Jesus. Hunt somebody and say, change your life. Not just your clothes. That's in the Message Bible. We look okay, but we ain't okay. Come back to God because he's your God. And here's why. Because God is kind. And God is merciful. Now I need three people to just clap on mercy. Mercy. Don't get it twisted. Yes, I'm preaching a convicting word. But mercy is the only reason why I can hold this mic in my mouth without having a stroke while I preach. Because some of us should have a heart attack while we die, while we sing. And when we come inside of this church, sometimes we take it for granted that we could just come up in here. But God could kill us at the double doors just for our thoughts alone. So for that, we need to give God praise for his mercy. He's a merciful God. I ain't about to pump nobody. All I gotta do is think about what I should be, where I could be. Except for the grace of God, there go I. Hallelujah to God. Praise him for mercy again. You gonna need it this weekend. Somebody go into your prayer language right now and break up this spirit in here that's resisting this word. Walk up and down these aisles right now, you mothers in Zion, you fathers in Zion. Go ahead and take authority, because I see the enemy trying to make folks resist this word. No, you need to resist the devil. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. This is how we used to do it. How do I know? Because some folks about to get free for real. You can shout all you want to, but if you ain't gave God a real yes, ain't nothing gonna happen. Huh? Every aisle, every row, every mind, every soul covered. It's too late. It's too late. Your mama prayed for you. Your grandmother covered you. Your father loves you. The anointing on your life ain't going nowhere. I don't care who it is. Come on, church, take authority. Because the principality over Oakland got to come in order when the people of God begin to declare the righteousness of God. Come on, Zion, 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 put on your strength. Zion, Zion, put on your strength. Why are we doing this right now? Because I can't wait till the end. We got to break some stuff up right now. Woo! Come to the altar now, saith the Lord, and come weeping sorry for your sins. Move now, young people. This is the time to get your anointing purified. And don't just move because your homie and homegirl are moving. If you have no desire to press to another level, you might as well not even come. But tonight, God is about to do something that has never happened to you before. You will experience the shown of power of the Holy Ghost like you have never experienced. Move down some more. Kora Messiah. Hallelujah to God. He says, change your life, not just your clothes. And come back to God, who is your God. Someone say, he's my God. God is kind and he is merciful. He takes a deep breath and he puts up with a lot of our mess. I have been unfaithful unto the Lord, but God has been faithful unto me. How many times have we let the Lord down, but he still keeps on making a way for you? Now somebody praise him just on that one right there. The Bible says that God is a patient God, and he's extravagant in love. And this same God that can bring judgment is ready to cancel the catastrophe that wants to destroy your life. Somebody say, cancel it, Jesus. Every assignment of the enemy, cancel it, Jesus. Every fiery dart that's trying to take them out of here, somebody say, cancel it, Jesus. Come on, church, say, cancel it, Jesus. Who knows, this Bible says, maybe he'll do it right now. If you open up your mouth, confess with your heart that you've done some things that's not pleasing unto the Lord, what should come upon your house, what should infect your bloodstream, I hear the Lord saying, ow, I'll reverse it off of your life. Somebody shout glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Maybe he'll turn around and show this house some pity. Maybe when it's all said and done, there will be blessings full and robust from your God. Now, I'm not reading a script. I'm reading from the Message Bible. And the Lord told me to take it to the church straight from the Bible. He said that the word is strong enough to do the job without the opinions of humanistic preaching. And that the word is going to separate the soul and the spirit. This word is about to divide your emotions from the will of God. That though you don't want to give God a real yes tonight, your spirit is about to say nevertheless, not what my flesh wants, but thine will be done in this earth as it is in heaven, so that you will have authority to bind things in earth as then it'll be bound in heaven. Somebody say, Lord, Lord, get me under control. Get my flesh in order. Because I don't want to miss your trumpet. In verse number 15, he tells me as the prophet to grab the shofar, to grab the horn of the ram, which signifies that there is a shifting that is about to take place in the spirit realm. I don't know what strongholds have you captive and what hidden addictions have you embarrassed, but let me tell you, in this house there is no condemnation, and the spirit of guilt has to be lifted up off of this house. I don't come in my own ability, but I come in the name of the Lord. Somebody, do you feel the move of God about to hit this house? And when I blow this trumpet, not anything that I'm doing, but it's gonna mean that this is the day of repentance. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Somebody say, Lord, I'm sorry, and I really mean it. I'm sorry, and I really mean it. I haven't been praying like I need to pray. I haven't been fasting like I need to fast. And if I'm gonna do your will, I've got to come in order. I've got to do things right, because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction and death. But if you turn from your wicked ways, God
He'll heal your land. The things you think you can't get free from, God will heal your land. Young people, if you believe it, shout a yes. Shout a yes. Now start clapping your hands in this house. Louder.
You right there, son. You right there. Deliver. Deliver. Shake your elbows, son. Raise them up. Raise them up, son. The power of God is upon your life. You don't have a choice. You were sanctified in your mother's womb. You were anointed in your mother's womb. You were called from your mother's womb. Somebody shout in here.
Warfare cord. War. Every parent begin to war for your child. Every parent begin to war for your future. The enemy's trying to tell you that the enemy has their mind. But I bind him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Joshua generation. Crossover. Crossover. Cross. Blow the ground, blow the horn, and declare a day. Repent.
holy fast. Call a public meeting and get everyone there. Consecrate the congregation. But then the Bible says, make sure the elders come. So all of the elders in the house, start laying your hands on them. Every sanctified elder, lay your hands on them. And the devil has to let them go in the name of Shakalabake. Give me more on these monitors. It says, make sure that the elders come. Bring in the children too. God says, even bring in the nursing babies. Because the devil wants your children. He even tried to attack a child tonight. But I'm here to release healing over that baby's life. It says, even men and women on their honeymoon, it's time to interrupt them and get them to the altar. Get them between the sanctuary entrance and the altar, and let the priest and God's servants weep tears of repentance. Let them intercede. It says that the congregation right now is supposed to yell out, have mercy, God. Somebody say, have mercy, God. Have mercy on your people, God. The enemy wants to infect us with all kinds of diseases. The enemy wants you to be pregnant before time. The enemy wants you to be hooked in stuff that the Lord never designed for you to be hooked in. And don't let the pagan spirits take them over and rule them. It says here that when the people cried out, then God went into action to get his land back. Pastor, it says he took pity on the people. God answered and spoke to his people. He said, church, listen, I am sending a gift to you. He says the grain is going to be, the gift is going to be grain, which means a harvest is coming to the church. A great harvest is coming here. Hear me, Bishop. Hear me, church. There's a great harvest about to hit this church. He says the gift is going to be wine. Communion with God is going to be reassigned and realigned. And last, he says the gift will be olive oil, which means tonight I'm going to anoint you, you, chosen one. And I need some blessed oil. Give me some blessed oil. Pastor, do I have permission to lay hands on him? In the name of Jesus, we declare that the gift will be stored up in him, not when he turns 13, but within this year, the prophetic word of the Lord will come out of his mouth. Somebody shout in here. Hey! 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 Shout, young people, because the same oil is on on your life. The same oil. Jesus. Now God touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is what the enemy didn't want to happen. Bishop, now the word shifts. Church, he says once this happens, the fast is over. You can eat as much as you want. And I won't expose you any longer. So some issues that have come out about you, God says, I'm about to cover you because you really repented. Woo. There's some stuff you ain't told nobody about that God is about to lift up off of you, and they'll never know what happened. You better hear me. You better hear me. That's the word of the Lord for your life tonight. There's some things that don't need to come out, but when you really said sorry, God covered you. Now, fear not. Be glad and celebrate. Everybody in this house, celebrate. Because the Bible says God has done great things. He said, don't even fear the wild animals, because the fields and the meadows are greening up, which means that your dry bank accounts are about to turn green, because you cannot repent and not get a reward. Rewards are attached to a truly repented heart. But the way of a transgressor is hard. But once you turn away from your transgressions, everything that you needed God to do is going to be unlocked unto you. Your trees are going to bear fruit again. Tell your neighbor they're going to bear fruit. The bumper crops of the fig trees and vines. Children of Zion, it says here in the Bible to celebrate. I don't know if you're used to this type of preaching, but all I'm doing is line upon line and precept upon precept. Then the Bible says to be glad. Somebody get excited about your God. He's giving you a teacher to train you how to live right. He's teaching like a rain out of heaven, and showers of words are about to come to refresh and nourish your soul, and plenty of food for your body. You will have casks of wine and barrels of oil. And God says, on tonight, I'm going to make up for the years of the locusts that they have eaten at your body. They have eaten at your marriages. They have eaten at your destiny. The locusts were savages. The locusts were deadly. The locusts were fierce. And the locusts were all doomed. There was a great locust invasion. But God says, tonight you're gonna eat your fill of food, and you're gonna be full of praises unto your God. Now, never again will my people be despised. I am your God. Somebody cry out to Jesus. And that's just the beginning. This is where it comes to the close. Y'all just quote the last part of this scripture. But I had to start at the top of the verse and the top of the chapter. It says that after this happens tonight, I will pour out my spirit upon all people, and these sons and these daughters are going to start prophesying, because they could
could not prophesy with bitterness and venom still in their spirit. But God says, I just purged out rebellion. God says, I just purged out disobedience. God says, I just purged out lasciviousness. God says, I'm purging out lust. God says, I'm purging out addiction. This is the day that if you've been disobedient to your parents, God says, find your mama, find your daddy, find your auntie, and tell them you're sorry tonight. God's about to anoint you. Somebody cry out to Jesus.
Get on down, children. Come on all the way up here, this room. Come on up here and lay out before the Lord. Come on out. Ooh. Parents, God sent the man for the right job. And the right job is them, not church as usual. The right job is not the future church, it's the now church. They're here and God wants to use them now. Somebody say now. And I declare in the name of Jesus that the struggles that are on the inside that you are toiling with, that would love to push you to a place of suicidal tendencies, will be rebuked off of your life in the name of Jesus. Images that have tried to bury themselves in the marrow of your spirit, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we carve them out with the sword of the Spirit. Loose these children, let them go. You have no power here. You are trespassing on God's elect army. This is not Moses' army, but this is the Joshua generation that will be alive and remain at the rapture. They will be the last prophets, evangelists, and teachers that will no longer just stay in the church, but this anointing will hit their playgrounds. This anointing will hit their MySpace pages. This anointing will affect their Facebook pages, where even what they represent online, your online identity is about to change. The identity that your parents don't know you have, even your digital identity, is going to come in line with the word of the Lord for your life. So change every default picture that is not like God. Change every message that is not circumspect with the word of God, and be accountable to your parents by giving them your passwords and your usernames so they can check on you. Because while you're trying to be grown, the enemy has a grown man that wants to rape you. The enemy has a man that wants to infect you. And everything that's done in the darkness will come out to the light. But because you heard the word of the Lord tonight, God says, I just spared your body. I just spared your future. Come out from among them and be ye separate. If you gotta shut your page down, then shut it down. But you gotta be holy. Someone say, not them. No, say it with some authority, not them. It might be somebody else's baby, but my house is covered. Because I plead the blood over them, right? Plead the blood. Someone say, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Who calling it?
I can't hear you, young people. Cry out to God. Don't lament. Repent. I know y'all got an early morning thing tomorrow, but tomorrow ain't promised to you. You need to get saved tonight. After you get through crying, you better ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. If this church start praising God right now, I believe another Azusa Street is about to happen in this house. Someone say, fill me again, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Open up your mouth and speak it. Holy Ghost, fall in this house. Yes. 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 Come on, church. Press in. Press in. They need you. Where are the intercessors? Where are the intercessors? You so busy being cute, you can't intercede. It's time to get down to business. The children need you. God, we need you. Send your Holy Ghost now. Come on, church. Usher in his presence. Usher in his presence. Usher in his presence. Every yoke destroyed. Every stronghold removed. Every familiar spirit rebuked. Every attachment not like God is done. Jezebel, take your hands off. Speak. I can't hear you. Come on with that full tongue. The full tongue. Stay with me. Watch this. Strike! Some of y'all need to be praying some of these folks through, because they coming through a spiritual birth canal. See, some of them ain't never got it the way we got it. But in this time period, they need the old school Holy Ghost. The one that gives them power over themselves. The one that gives them power over the enemy. Come on! Open up your mouth and speak. Come on, come on. Speak. Speak with a brand new tongue. Say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost for real. I want the real Holy Ghost. I want the real Holy Ghost. Church. Yes. 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 Ah! Purge them, Jesus. Ah! Crying ain't enough. You need the real tongues. You need the evidence. Another language is about to take over your life. Another language is about to be birthed in you. And this language will be your intercessory communication, so that the enemy cannot hear your prayer assignments. And the Holy Ghost is going to make intercession for you. He will pray for you. Open up your mouth and speak with a new tongue. All over this house, speak. Speak. Is there anybody coming through? Let me know. Let me know if somebody's coming through. Who's going to get the Holy Ghost first? Who's going to get the Holy Ghost first? I'm waiting to hear somebody speak. Let me know. Let me know. Let me tell me when to go. Where's the tongues at? Where is it? Where are they at? Where are the tongues at? You need the Holy Ghost. See, this is what I like. She took off the shoes. See, this is how we used to have to do. We used to have to wait with folks. Tarrying for the Holy Ghost says you wait till they come all the way through. And if you're coming, you better come all the way. Hey, you might as well go ahead and get the real thing. You might as well go ahead and turn the world loose and come all the way to Jesus. Hey! Come on, somebody in this house. Raise the intensity, church. Some of these kids don't even know what it is. But when they're in the presence of the Holy Ghost will fall. Where are y'all at that got it already? Who needs a refreshing of the Holy Ghost? Who needs to be revived again? You ain't spoken tongues in 3 years. You need some power. Speak. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Here's some right here. If you're coming through right here, come on. There's some right here. Come on. Come on. One. Two. Who else gonna get it tonight? Speak the new tongue. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Go back where you were. Yes.
Thank you, God.
Uh-huh. There's three. Who else gonna get the Holy Ghost tonight? Some serious peer pressure going on. You ain't gonna be the last one to get it, are you? Come on. You the first chasing everything that ain't right. Now be the first to get something that's good for you. Open up your mouth and get the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. Who else? Let me know. So I can hear them, because we got to hear them. You can't tell folks they got the Holy Ghost. You got to hear them speak. That's how we got it. I don't know. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Raise up off of that floor, young people. Get your head out the carpet and open up your mouth and receive the Holy Ghost. Get them hands up. Come on. Say thank you, Jesus, or hallelujah. You take your pick over and over again. Over and over again. Come on. Faster. Faster. Say it faster until something takes over. See Jesus dying on the cross for your sin. See him getting up just for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, musicians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right here? Uh-huh. All right. Come on. That's five. Who else? You gonna get the Holy Ghost tonight. If you gotta get out some tissue, you gotta get out some papers, let them purge that old spirit up out of them. Uh-huh. Yes. Woo. Uh-huh. That's six. Here comes seven. Here comes seven. Speak. That's seven. Somebody give God praise. Yeah. give God praise for this anointing right here. You got it on you. Somebody give God praise right now for the oil that's on his life. Anointed. Somebody say anointed. That's why the devil been fighting. That's why the enemy's mad, but he's defeated tonight. Somebody give God praise for him. Somebody better praise him in here. There's a breakthrough right here, right now. Hey! Woo! I dare somebody to Shabbat the Lord again. Give him a victory praise. The Lord is snatching children out of the hands of the enemy. Assignments are being canceled. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Shakaya no bako shaya no debikos. Purge them, Jesus. Anything not like you, get it out of them. Anything that's not like you, take it out of them. Woo! Right there, son. Right there, son. Come on. Speak, son. Speak, son. Speak, son.
New tongue.
Hold on. What's that?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
What's that? Come on.
More. Yes.
Come on, more. Time for you to speak. You've cried enough. Now it's time for tongues. Speak. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. Where's your tongues at, son? The tongues. Come on, you got to get it. You ain't leaving here tonight without the Holy Ghost. You're going to have a testimony. Hallelujah. You spend hours on the internet. Now you're going to spend hours with Jesus. Hours on video games, hours on the phone. Now you're gonna give God your attention. I'll have no other gods before me. God is not gonna compete with the things you want. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. Come on, daughter. You right there? Come on. Go ahead and get the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is speak. It's a gift. You don't have to fight for it. It's him speaking through you. Where are they at? What else? What else? There's more. Come on, come on. What's that? I hear you. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
You gotta see how to see
us. More of that. More of that. Come on.
Oh, God.
Go back to your cup,
son. I see how.
Yes. Come on.
I hear you.
Come on. There's more.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's nine. Cool. No, no, no. Okay. He knows you're sorry. He forgave you. Now he's trying to fill you. So your prayer right now shouldn't be, Lord, I'm sorry. We already repented. Now it's, Lord, fill me with your spirit. He already forgave you. Now receive his spirit that will keep you from sinning again. You need power.
Come on.
Come on. Uh-huh. Here we go. Here's 10.
Yes, God.
There's number 10. Somebody better give God a prize. Let's shout. Let's shout now. Let's shout now. Woo! Come on up here. Woo! Number 11.
Come on. You're right there. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Go, 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 go. You're right there. Go, go.
Somebody else? Number 11, somebody give God praise in this house. You better praise him up in here. Number 12, you gonna do? Where the tongues at? Come on. Come on. Somebody give praise for 13 and 12. Give God praise up in here. No, I mean praise him. The Holy Ghost is falling. Uh-huh. Come on, 14. I dare somebody to start shouting over number 14 right now. Whoosh! Uh-huh. That's 14 so far. Got filled with the Holy Ghost. You gonna be 15? You gonna go ahead and get it? All you gotta do is speak. It's a gift. You don't even have to fight for it. It's God's Spirit. It's a gift. It's a gift. When everybody in this house gets with one accord and with one mind, it ain't gonna be hard for all these kids to get it. But so many people are trying to figure out if it's God or not that you can't even recognize when His presence is here. If everyone gets on the same accord, the Spirit will fall on you too. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Where?
God says you need something too. You need God to do something for you right now. What's going on down here?
There's number 15. Y'all better give God praise up in here. The brothers is getting the Holy Ghost too. It's not just the back.
Now, brother, now that you got it, give God the new praise, the new dance. Give Him the new dance. I heard the Lord say, you got a new dance. You better help Him give God praise up in here, because your new dance.
I heard the new tongue. Come on. Come on. No, no, come on. Where's the tongue at? Where's your new language? Come on, speak it. Come on. New language.
Who else is it? You're right there, daughter. Walk all the way through. You're right there. Walk all the way through. Get it. Get it. You getting the Holy Ghost tonight. Riandola bakosha.